At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your designation as president. Let me assure you of Brazil's full support and cooperation. We commend all efforts to improve the status and operation of amended Protocol 2, as well as to promote its universalization. Amended Protocol 2 establishes obligations that are relevant, in particular for those which have not yet joined the Ottawa Convention. Brazil does not undertake mine clearance programs in its territory, but we maintain a strong and permanent humanitarian demining capacity through continuous training and maintenance of equipment. We have, in many occasions, shared our expertise with affected countries in Africa and Latin America, and we are keen to do so within the scope and mechanisms of CCW and other fora. Indeed, since 1996, the Brazilian Armed Forces have included amended Protocol 2 obligations in their military courses. Full and effective grasp of the law of armed conflict, which comprises amended Protocol 2, both in theory and in practice, is a prerequisite for military officers' promotions in all branches in Brazil. Likewise, regarding victim assistance policies, free universal health care, including mental health, is available to all Brazilians and Brazilian residents, including those who have been or may be affected elsewhere. Welfare programs available to all Brazilian and Brazilian residents are also available for refugees without discrimination. Brazil did not and does not produce or export anti-personnel mines. Brazil's armed forces used to maintain a limited number of APMs for training purposes to provide the demining capacity required for cooperation and military preparedness. We acknowledge the humanitarian challenge posed by improvised explosive devices, especially their use in densely populated areas. Brazil has worked to prevent the diversion of relevant controlled materials, which can be used for IEDs, in particular through national legislation. Brazil believes that further measures regarding IEDs under the CCW should remain voluntary and focus on enhancing existing cooperation and assistance among states' parties. We have much to learn from each other and much work to do so as to properly address the challenges posed by IEDs. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.